May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Good morning. Do you ever have days when you just go from one thing to the next, no breaks in between, and then out of the blue something else pops up? Sometimes they are planned appointments or errands. Sometimes they are interruptions to your plans. We live in a culture that treats busyness like a badge of honor. We wear our exhaustion like a medal, fueled by a steady diet of caffeine, pure adrenaline, and sheer panic. I must confess, I had one of those days this past week. It felt like every single thing that could go wrong did go wrong. My alarm didn't go off. I missed my appointment for my allergy shot. I really had to do the wash, and my inbox looked like a digital avalanche of to-dos. By noon, I was ready to pull the covers over my head. I was feeling thoroughly sorry for myself, muttering under my breath about the injustice of my schedule. But as I sat down to study the scriptures for this morning, I had to laugh. I realized that my terrible, horrible, no good, and very bad day didn't quite compare to the ultimate bad day at the office experienced by Jesus in Matthew's gospel reading today. In this single breathless sequence of scripture, Jesus experiences a relentless cascade of human need, emotional upheaval, and constant compounding interruptions. Let's look at how his day starts. As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth. "Follow me," he told him, and Matthew got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Now eating with tax collectors was scandalous enough for a rabbi, but Jesus cannot even finish his dinner in peace. The first interruption arrives in the form of the Pharisees. They show up to question his spiritual practices, essentially asking, "Why are we fasting and doing all the hard religious work while you and your friends are having a dinner party?" You can almost feel the collective sigh at the table. Before Jesus can even fully unpack his answer, before he can even take another bite of food, the leader of the local synagogue bursts into the room. This man is in absolute agony. His young daughter has just died, and he pleads with Jesus to leave the dinner, come to his house, and lay hands on her so she might live. Jesus gets up immediately to follow him. But if you've ever tried to walk down a crowded sidewalk when you are already running late for an emergency, you know what happens next. The walk to the official's house is not a smooth, peaceful journey from point A to point B. A massive crowd is pressing in, bumping into him, demanding attention, and stepping on his sandals. Out of that sea of desperate faces, a woman who has suffered from chronic bleeding for 12 long years reaches out. Her interruption is silent, born of deep isolation, financial ruin from useless doctors, and sheer exhaustion. She touches the very fringe of his cloak, hoping to steal a quick moment of grace without bothering anyone. Notice how Jesus responds to this second layer of interruption. He does not check his calendar. He does not say, "Look, I'm literally on my way to a resuscitation right now. Can you call my administrative assistant on Monday?" He stops in the middle of the crushing crowd with the grieving father pulling at his sleeve. Jesus pauses. He turns around. He looks at her, validates her faith, and heals her. He gives her his full, undivided attention. But meanwhile, the clock is ticking. The synagogue leader is still waiting, likely consumed with panic, tapping his foot and wondering why Jesus is taking a medical detour when his daughter is lying dead. Jesus finally resumes his walk and arrives at the house, only to be met with a noisy crowd of professional mourners and flute players. If Jesus had a modern inner monologue, this is the moment he might have rolled his eyes, put his head in his hand, and wondered why he got out of bed. Instead, he calmly kicks the cynical crowd out of the room, takes the young girl by the hand, and restores her to life. It is an overwhelming itinerary for a single afternoon. If this were our schedule, we might have snapped at the people crowding our space, put our phones on do not disturb, and locked ourselves in the bathroom just to get 5 minutes of peace. We often view interruptions as obstacles to our actual work. We see them as annoying, detours that keep us from being productive, keeps us from checking off our to-do lists and achieving our goals. But looking closely at the ministry of Jesus reveals a radical, life-changing truth. For Jesus, the interruptions were the work. Jesus did not view the hemorrhaging woman as a distraction from the dying girl. He did not view the grieving father as an annoyance at his dinner party. He viewed both of them as the very reason he came into the world. His busyness was not driven by anxiety, a desire to please people, or a corporate deadline. His day was full because his heart was full of compassion. He moved through the chaos with a grounded, holy presence, treating every unexpected demand not as an annoyance, but as an invitation to love. When your week gets derailed by an unexpected phone call, a sudden crisis at work, a sick child, or a neighbor who just wants to chat when you're already 10 minutes late, it is incredibly easy to feel frustrated. But the gospel invites us to shift our perspective. What if the person interrupting you is not a distraction, but your holy work, from your holy work, but is the holy work itself? What if the detours of our lives are the exact places where God is asking us to show up? This does not mean that we should burn ourselves out or say yes to every single demand until we have nothing left to give. Even Jesus eventually withdrew to quiet places to pray, rest, and escape the crowds. Boundaries are holy. But it does mean that we can let go of the guilt and frustration of the uncompleted to-do list. We can find peace knowing that when our days are fractured by unexpected needs of others, we are walking the exact same path that Jesus walked. The next time your day gets completely turned inside, upside down, and you feel your blood pressure starting to rise, take a deep breath. Remember the chaotic, crowded road to the official's house. Take comfort in knowing that our Lord knows exactly what it feels like to be pressed by a crowd and pulled in every direction. May we find the grace to pause, to smile at the chaos of our lives, and to meet the daily interruptions of our weeks with the same steady, boundless, and patient love of Christ. As we seek to walk this path of service, we pause today to celebrate a beautiful milestone in the life of our community. Yesterday, our sister Erica was ordained as a transitional deacon in Christ Holy Church. In the Episcopal tradition, the diaconate is a distinct order of ministry uniquely called to bridge the gap between the church and the world. Deacons are explicitly tasked with bringing the needs, the concerns, and the hurts of the world to the attention of the church. In other words, Erica has been officially ordained to a ministry of holy interruptions. She is called to stand precisely where the crowd presses in, welcoming the unexpected detours with the grace of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. O God, who by your Holy Spirit has appointed diverse orders of ministry in your church, look mercifully upon your servant Erica, who was called yesterday to the sacred office of deacon. As she begins this transitional journey toward the priesthood, fill her with the truth of your doctrine and clothe her with holiness of life. Grant her a double portion of patience and compassion we see in Jesus. When the days are frantic, the needs are overwhelming, and the schedule is broken, grant her the grounded presence to see every interruption as a sacred invitation to love. Sustain her, protect her from burnout, and daily renew her joy in your service. All this we ask through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen.